This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The polls have closed in Indonesia in that country's first direct presidential election. Opinion surveys show a former general far ahead of the four other candidates, including incumbent President Megawati Sukarno-Putri. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
Polls opened early this morning across Indonesia's 14,000-island archipelago, with more than 150 million voters eligible to cast ballots. In Jakarta's Kebagusan neighborhood, the atmosphere was festive, more like carnival than election day. Many people brought their children, who begged for the toys, candy, and soft drinks being hawked by street vendors in front of the polling station. A little after 10:30, the current president, Megawati Sukarno-Putri, arrived to cast her ballot. Megawati, who owns a house in this neighborhood, was cheered by supporters as she and her husband voted. It may be Megawati's last hurrah. Public opinion polls show the daughter of Indonesia's founding father, Sukarno, is in a tight race for second place in this election, far behind her former security minister, retired General Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The former military man's image as folksy but firm appeals to many Indonesians who see Megawati as neither. And while many in this mega-friendly neighborhood say they'll still vote for their neighbor, others say 3 years of Megawati is enough.
In all that time, I haven't seen much progress. She doesn't pay attention to the people. And in terms of economy, rising prices have made things difficult for us, and she hasn't done anything about stopping corruption. In fact, corruption seems to have gotten worse.
42-year-old businessman Massar says he's voting for candidate Amin Rais, a leader of the Reformasi movement that helped bring down the dictator Suharto 6 years ago. Polls indicate Rais and another former general, Wiranto, are neck and neck with Megawati for second place. Another voter, Aang, says he too is tired of Megawati, but wary of putting an ex-general in power, given the role played by the military in Suharto's repressive regime. Aang says he is also voting for Amin Rais, but he says what's even more important than who he votes for is being able to choose.
I think my vote is more important now. In 1999, we elected members of parliament, and they chose the president. Now, we decide directly who gets the president's job. This is an important moment for me and a good start for Indonesian democracy.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, heading a team of election observers, concurred. This is a wonderful transition from authoritarian rule to purely democratic rule in just 6 years, Carter said, and the people of Indonesia are to be congratulated. No one discounts the enormous challenges ahead. They include separatist insurgencies in Aceh and Papua, and Islamic extremists who've killed more than 200 people in the past 2 years. There is also the issue of corruption. All these things have contributed to the country's anemic economic growth and have helped create a climate that discourages foreign investment. Indonesians hope their new president has the will to address these problems. And if he or she doesn't, many say, they now have the right to vote that person out and try again in 5 years' time. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.